Good afternoon. A sunny but frigid day in progress across interior New York and New England, with a gusty west-northwest breeze only adding to the cold. Temperatures are struggling and mostly staying in the teens this afternoon, but wind chill values are at or below zero in most locations. Parts of the Hudson Valley and Connecticut Valley south of I-90 could reach the lower to mid-20s today, but wind chill values will be colder in these locations as well. If you have evening plans on this Valentine's Day, bundle up. The wind will persist, perhaps diminishing somewhat, but still, temperatures will be cold enough to make it feel like it's zero or below through the evening hours. And with clear skies and lighter winds overnight, temperatures will drop back to between zero and 20 below in most locations by early Saturday morning. High pressure will be locked in overhead on Saturday, keeping it dry and sunny during the day. A bit more of a rebound, but still on the cold side, with highs in the lower to mid-20s in the valleys and staying in the teens across the higher terrain. A weak disturbance will head our way for the second half of the weekend. We'll have a pretty good warm-up during the day. In fact, temperatures will go above freezing and reach into the upper 30s for daytime highs, with a mix of sun and clouds and just the slight risk of a passing flurry or sprinkle. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit cooler behind that system, but still above normal, with highs in the mid-30s. The next storm system, with more moisture associated with it, will arrive late Monday night and Tuesday. Right now, it looks like the track of this system will go through the Great Lakes, so we'll look for another round of light snow, changing to some sleet, freezing rain, and eventually rain as highs reach to around 40 on Tuesday afternoon. Windy and colder weather to follow as we dry it out Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of low-pressure systems and upper-level troughs are expected to track across the Pacific Northwest toward the Northern Rockies for the next couple of days. This will keep a good chance of precipitation across this region through Saturday. The higher elevations will likely see heavy accumulations of wet snow, especially late on Saturday. A piece of the energy from this system is forecast to eject eastward across the northern plains on Saturday, and this will trigger the formation of a low-pressure wave and produce wintry precipitation across the upper Midwest and into the Great Lakes by Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, across Florida, showers and thunderstorms will slowly push south through Saturday near and behind a cold front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Titusville and Cecil Field Naval Air Station in Florida to a low of 39 below zero at Cabot de Gama, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, windy, colder, upper 20s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, a few snow showers with highs in the middle teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 63, set in 1946. And the record low, 13 below zero in 2016. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:25 p.m. 10 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, highs 5 to 15 above zero. Mostly clear tonight, 5 to 20 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing rain or snow shower Sunday, a bit milder, upper 30s. Mostly sunny with some late-day clouds on Monday, mid-30s. A chance of snow, then mixed precipitation, followed by rain on Tuesday, near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, 30 on Wednesday, and partly sunny back into the mid-20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.